This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about the scripture in Romans chapter 8 that says, we are more than conquerors. You know, faith agrees with what God says. Another way of saying that is, faith says what God says. Do you say, I'm more than a conqueror? The Bible says in one place, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Well, obviously, we don't always triumph. Is the word of God wrong? No. It's a little bit mistranslated there. It really should be translated, thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumph. If you will follow God, if you will obey God, you will always triumph and you will not be defeated. Look at King David. Look at the Old Covenant. Look at the Gospels. Look at the Apostles. Look at Joshua. Look at Caleb. They were not defeated. God's plan is that we be more than conquerors, but we have to follow him. We have to obey him. We have to do things God's way. So this week we're going to talk about how to be more than a conqueror. You especially need to hear this message in these days. Romans chapter 8. Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 8. I would like to start reading in verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Doesn't say he predestined men to be saved, but those that he foreknew would be saved, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called, whom he called, he justified, and whom he justified, these also he glorified. What then shall we say to these things? Say, not just think, say. If God is for us, who can be against us? Have you ever dared to say that? Have you ever thought to say that? You need to put that in your vocabulary. If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now these next five verses here are the ones I really need you to see. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, not by God. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded, Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we approach it this morning as revelation knowledge, your knowledge revealed to us. So Father, just as your Holy Spirit revealed these things to Paul and the other writers, Father, we ask you to reveal them to us, that we might hide them in our heart, that we might walk in the light of them. So lead us this morning, Holy Spirit, and give us understanding and utterance. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Notice it says tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword. Now, those are not things that we have normally had to be concerned about here, not in our lifetimes. But certainly, the world is in turmoil. Would you agree? And we are in the world, even if we're not of the world. And we're going to talk about some of those things, but I want you to see in those verses 35 through 39, two very important words or statements. One is, we are more than conquerors. Now, you have to decide that's true for you. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, but only those people who decide that He died for them and make Him Lord, does it do them any good. You've got to decide, I am more than a conqueror. But then that next verse, next two words, through Him. Through Him. Conquerors means just exactly what it sounds like. It means, that Greek word means to vanquish beyond. It's not just conquerors, it's hupo conquerors, more than conquerors. To be great conquerors, we could put it that way. It means to vanquish beyond, to gain a decisive victory, to come off victorious. But notice it's through Him. The means of our conquering, of our victory, is through Him. It's not through them. It's not through it. People come up with all kinds of ways that they think that victory will come. But victory comes through Him. Victory doesn't come. You know, I recently had a conversation with someone and they said, well, you know, in the last days, he who has the gun will rule. And I said, well, not necessarily. I said, I was in Vietnam and everybody had a gun, but they didn't all rule, right? I said, you know, one day we were up on a mountain and we went there to help another force of a bunch of people we didn't really know. I knew a few of them. I'd been in with a few of them. But most of them were, you know, not important to us. And we were out of water. And we couldn't get any water. And so they told us they wouldn't bring us any water. So the army, they must have, I don't know where or why, but they, in their great wisdom, brought us some canned chocolate milk. Hot. Canned chocolate milk. And that is not a thirst quencher. There wasn't any great tumult to get the hot gallon cans of chocolate milk. But eventually, they did bring us some water, you know, with a helicopter. But you didn't know if there was enough water to go around. There was quite a few people up on that mountain and not very much water. And everybody had a gun, but everybody didn't get water. So that's not the answer, because everybody that's got a gun, it takes more than that. But we're not to depend on that unless you don't know that you're more than a conqueror through Him. Then you might have to. We're in the days of these things. They're going on around us, all over the world. But God always has said that He would make a way of what? Escape. But that way of escape is through Him. Amen? The way of escape is through Christ. What does that mean? That means through following Him in faith and in obedience. Turn over to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. This is Jesus speaking in parables. And He spoke a parable unto them to this end. Now, He didn't say, I'm going to give you this parable to this end. That's what the Holy Spirit is telling us. He gives us the understanding of the parable. And the purpose of the parable, he tells us before he tells us the parable, and that is that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That word faint means give in to evil, hide, try to do something not through Christ. Pray. He didn't say men ought always to do this, that, or the other thing, but they ought always to pray.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have healing school every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We just run about an hour. We teach what the Bible has to say about healing. We expect this school to run continuously, and we expect to have enough biblical material to talk for probably a year about the subject of healing. Now, many of you are wondering what we would have to say about healing. Well, I assure you that there is that much material, that much revelation in the Word of God on the subject of healing. And we're not here just to talk about the subject of healing. We're here to help people get healed. You see, healing comes by faith. Faith comes by hearing. The Word of God says in the Gospels, people came to hear and to be healed. That's God's plan. God's plan is for you to be healed. We have so many people say today, well, God heals through doctors. No, doctors heal. Thank God for doctors, but that's not God. God heals through His Word and through His Spirit. God wants every human being to walk in divine health. We will prove that to you. I encourage you to please come out if you need healing and there's not any person within the sound of my voice or anywhere in the world that either doesn't need healing today or will need healing or needs to know how not to get sick. We can tell you what God said. It's not my ideas, man's ideas. It's the Word of God. And if you haven't figured it out, the medical system is failing. It's failing. Government health care is a failure and will be a failure, but God never fails. Last week was our first lesson, and we had a good turnout, even though it was bitterly cold. I encourage you to come. You'll be welcome. We're not going to take up an offering. We're not going to require anything of you but to hear. And I promise you that if you come once, you'll come more than once. Please don't allow the traditions of men to keep you sick or to be like the woman with the issue of blood, spend everything that you have. So please come Thursday nights at 7 p.m. at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You will not be disappointed. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.